specializes in industrial, commercial, and residential electrical service work. Godfrey Electric, an underwriter of the WCNO Ministry, is available on the web at www.godfreyelectric.com or at 561-833-3753.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
There's two important elements: faith in our heart and our words, our confession. I want to read that verse again in Romans 10 and 10. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness. That tells you and I, our righteousness is not based upon how we've done everything right, but it's based upon our faith. There's something about your faith that has a medicinal cleansing type of element. Are you hearing? Your faith can purify you. When you stop trying to be so much and start believing God. Oh, it's getting quiet in here. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto. Someone say unto.
Unto.
I don't know what they call it in English, what kind of word that is, but unto. It's like, to me, it's like a connecting word. Unto. In other words, confession is made unto. It hooks you up with something. And the word there is salvation, which is the word sozo or soteria. You know this word. And it's not just being saved from hell. Thank God for that. That's not our appointment. We are not appointed under wrath. Thank God we're not appointed under hell. We're appointed under heaven. We have a heavenly home. Amen. Get that hell thing out of your mind if you're saved. Because that's not your appointment. As a matter of fact, you are not even being judged anymore for that. Hello? We were judged when we were judged for, as to whether we would go to hell, the result was the death of Christ. He went to hell for us. He became sin for us. He became that wage, that payment for sin for us. Amen. So get that out of your mind about hellfire. No, what we are being judged for right now or scrutinized for is for reward. The wrath of God does not rest upon the children of righteousness. It rests upon the children of disobedience. Those that are in the world, the wrath of God rests upon them. The wrath of God does not rest upon us. We have his favor. We are his offspring. We are his children. You are not a good parent if you are always, amen, your wrath is always resting on your children. Amen. So the word salvation here means healing. So confession is made unto healing. You can believe all you want in your heart, but you ain't saying nothing. You're missing one important component. And you can say it all you want, but if you're not believing it in your heart, well, you got to connect them two. Confession is made unto salvation. Healing. Number two, deliverance. There's no chains that can bind us. No demons can stop us. No one should be able to stand before you all the days of your life. If you talk right, if you believe right, if you learn how to wait upon God, if you learn how to possess your soul in patience. See, too many people they're locked up in their emotions. And your emotions make you angry. When people can make you angry, they can control you. If they can make you sad and want to give up, they are controlling you. And we call that witchcraft. That's exactly what that is. But you ought to be a bigger person than to allow someone to control you. You might have made me angry for a moment, but I ain't staying there because you're not locking me up. Hello? I'm not living there. Hello? Don't live there. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Hello? Anger rests in the bosom of a fool. You're going to make some wrong decisions when you're walking in anger. Just anger in your bosom. Covering up, you're just angry. You're going to make some wrong decisions. You're going to draw things into your life you don't want. Healing. Confession is made unto deliverance. You start speaking the word of God, devils have to flee. You can be believing in your heart all you want, but unless you say something, tell somebody, you better say something. Evil prevails when righteous men say nothing, do nothing. And you know, it doesn't have to be anyone around. You can be in your closet, but you are speaking into the spirit realm. You are speaking where your word is spirit and it's life. Do you know your word is life concerning the kingdom of God, and that same word is death concerning the kingdom of the devil? It's a two-edged sword. It's life in the power of the tongue is both life and death. Now you can flip that script and start speaking crazy and it be death to the good in your life and life to the wickedness in your life, or what the devil wants to plan. Power of life and death is in your tongue. They that love it shall eat the fruit. Healing, deliverance, preservation. I mean, God didn't save you to leave you. Hello? I said, God didn't save you to leave you. Amen. Hopeless and helpless and brought you halfway out and can't take you all the way in. Brought you out and gave you a promise, but can't fulfill the promise. Brought you out and started blessing you, but can't continue blessing you. Brought you out on a promise, but left you halfway and said, I can't help you no farther. God is not like that. He's a God of preservation. He will preserve your going in and your coming out. He'll preserve your health. He'll preserve your body. He'll preserve your family. As a matter of fact, what God has promised you, if you hadn't received it yet, it's on reserve. It's reserved for you. He's preserving it for you. It ain't going to get old. It ain't going to rot. It ain't going to spoil. It's going to be right there at the right time. Healing, deliverance, preservation. All that is in that word salvation. And then soundness. That's the word soteria. It's not just being saved from hellfire. Thank God for that. We don't have to spend eternity separated from God. We will be with Him. He'll be the shepherd of our life through eternity. Hello. But not only that, He gave us, amen, He equipped us for this life. And He gave us a formula. Now, if you'll do this, if you'll follow through on this, it's not whether it's going to save us or not. He has saved us. But if you want quality of life, if you want promises manifested in this life, we are workers together with God. God's not going to wave a magic wand over you. There's something you are responsible for, and that is to have faith in your heart and, amen, confession on your mouth. Speak the word. Joshua, don't let it depart. Keep it in your mouth. And see, we are at a juncture where many of us need to, amen, up the ante. Instead of getting less and less, you need to get more and more. Instead of, amen, giving God less and less of your time, we need to give Him more and more of our time. Hello? The more He blesses you, the more you need to honor Him. It doesn't make sense to the natural mind, and it's foolishness to the world. Do you know what distinguished Israel from all the other nations? Is that before they would go to war, they did devotion to God. When they marched around Jericho, it was by the instruction of God to Joshua. They were sounding the trumpets. They were giving devotion to God. And Jericho thought they were feeble, defenseless, ill-equipped Jews. But oh, when they finished their devotion. Come on, see, sometimes you get blessed and then you slack up on your devotion. When you build a bigger house, be sure you give God more praise. When your business starts flourishing, you be sure you acknowledge God and give him the glory. Hello? When things start flooding your life and you know it's the favor of God, don't forget God. As a matter of fact, make more time for God. Tell you how you keep the spirit of faith operating in your life. Amen. So, for with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. The word simply means, and you've heard me say it before, the word confession or profession means homologeia. It means to say the same thing. To say the same thing. The Lord is saying to us, say the same thing that I am saying. We are destroyed for lack of knowledge. You need knowledge concerning all aspects of your life. What is God saying about your health? What is God saying about your finances? What is God saying about you as an individual? What is he saying about your ministry, about your gift, about your marriage, about your children? What does God, I'm not talking about what it looks like or what condition it might be in or how rebellious they might be or any of that. I'm saying, what is God saying about it? Okay, homologeo means you take on and you begin to say what God is saying. And it looks like when you start saying that, they rebel more. Or it gets more out of sorts. But keep saying what God is saying. Because after a while, you develop a spirit of faith. And after a while, you start knowing this has got to happen. This has got to happen. It has come to pass. There's nothing can stop this from happening. When that happens on the earth, what has already been wrought in heaven begins to manifest in the earth realm. God needs an instrument. Your efforts are his instruments. It's in heaven, it's already complete. But to bring it into manifestation here, God needs a vessel. God needs a mind. God needs a man, a woman, that will say what he's saying, that will stand on the word, that will believe in their heart, and the spirit of faith.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 17 of The Faith Crisis, Pulling Down Strongholds, part 2. We must pull down these internal strongholds. These are the strongholds that must come down in order for us to properly prosper in the kingdom and in order to finance the kingdom. We must get in our spirit that with God, there is hope. Things are never too late with God. There is a way that God can move. There is a door you can go through, a provision that is hidden away from you, even if God has to resurrect some stuff. For he will, because he is God all by himself.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us tonight at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our services begin at 7:30 p.m. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.